We slide away from the etiquette of golf to a very different conversation, and one that I'm really excited to take on, as I'm pleased to be joined by our next guest. She's a world-renowned golf landscape artist who has an exhibit opening up late in February of this year at the Morris Museum of Art in Augusta, Georgia. It'll be running all the way through the Masters and into May. She is Linda Hartow. Linda, good morning. Happy New Year. How are you? I should say good afternoon where I am.
Good afternoon here, and a very pleasure to talk to you very much.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you as well because I think our listeners would probably have probably seen your work at a variety of different places, and the number of iconic holes that you have captured, whether it be in oil or watercolor or sketch. Let's just try and put a figure on it. How many pieces of golf artwork do you think you have created over the years?
Well, I just counted them recently, actually, and it's about 98. And that does not include all the drawings and other things, watercolors, but that's the actual oil painting. So
And
it's
certainly
about 30.
many in print too.
Huh? Most of
And
those.
certainly many, I would assume they're in prints now, yeah.
Most of them are in print, but they take a long time to do. It doesn't sound like a whole lot for 30 years worth, but if I do three or four paintings a year, I'm doing good.
Yeah, well, and it all started back in what, 1984. You were commissioned by Augusta National to paint a picture of the 13th hole.
That's right.
What was that introduction like to probably the most iconic golf course of them all to get you sort of started in this journey of chronicling the greatest holes and landscapes in golf?
Well, I was pretty awed, to say the least, and the reputation of how the golf course looks when you first see it was certainly upheld. I was amazed at how beautiful it is, and I always have been ever since. It's got a completely different feeling to it than most any other course. It has a you only are aware of it when you're there, really.
So walk me through what is like for you as an artist. So if you're going to do an oil on canvas of the 13th at Augusta or the 18th at Pebble Beach or wherever it may be, how long is the process for you to get a feel for it? Are you taking pictures? Are you simply looking there and sort of sketching? How do you go through the artistic process to bring that to the canvas?
It's probably all a little of all of those things, but I think the most important thing is just being there and kind of absorbing the character of the course, especially if it's a course I haven't been to before. I mean, places like Augusta and Pebble Beach I've been to many, many, many times. And every time I take pictures, and every time it's different. So when I do a painting at those places, I may draw on pictures that I took 20 years ago, you know, because it's just different every time. St. Andrews is different every time you go there. So I have files on those courses where, you know, I've gone many, many times. But if I go to a course I've never been to, I like to schedule, in this country at least, five or a week, maybe a week's time. And just to get to know the course, I like to always first go around every hole, start to finish, and then I pick out certain places, and then I will stay with those places with different lights. I want to see it in the morning, I want to see it in the afternoon, whatever light best shows off that particular scene. So it can be a very long process, and sometimes I never know exactly what I'm going to pick until I'm in the studio and ready to start. And
Wow.
that's
Now, what's.
pretty long too, because I pore over the pictures and I take all the elements that I like the best and try to combine them in one piece.
Fantastic. We're talking with Linda Hartow, a world-renowned artist who has captured some of the most iconic holes in all of golf. What stands out to you most at a hole that makes it so, I guess, jumps off of the canvas or jumps off of whatever the medium is that you are doing? Is it the contrast? Is it the color? Because you've done some
Well,
very different golf courses and very different golf holes. What stands out to make a good-looking golf hole to you?
Well, of course, the design of the courses, but the lighting of it, you know, that's what makes it come alive to me, is finding that particular light that just shows off its features the best. And sometimes that requires a second trip of a different season or a different, you know, the weather patterns are different. And I like Marion, I went to twice, and I was really glad that I went the second time, because I really got what I wanted the second time. And it's elusive, I have to say, but, you know, usually everybody's favorite hole, there's a reason for it. It's the way it looks to the golfer, you know, the way it's designed, how it feels. So those are usually the ones that get painted because they're the most memorable, and they are for many reasons memorable.
Absolutely. You have a great relationship, 25 years with the USGA in capturing their U.S. Open venue. Does any, from that, I mean, 2.5 decades worth of amazing championships and amazing golf courses, and more importantly, how the USGA, what they do when they come into a golf course to make it the nation's championship test for that year, anything stand out from that stretch of time in working with the USGA and those U.S. Opens?
Well, I certainly enjoyed that 25 years doing that, and I'm continually amazed how the tournaments grow and how they kind of evolve into something. It's such a huge operation now, and it's just amazing to see one go together, you know, come together for that event. It's wonderful to be part of that, but, you know, after 25 years and the courses are getting so repetitious in one way, you know, I've done Oakmont, twice, and Pebble Beach 3 times. And I'd rather spend time now in courses I have never done, and because I can only do so many a year. And there are so many others out there I want to do. So I thought 25 was a good time to stop.
Well, that's a good stretch. I think any of us to do anything for 25 years is some sort of an accomplishment. You can see more of Linda's work at hartough.com. That's HARTOUGH.com. And coming up at the Morris Museum of Art in Augusta, Georgia, the exhibit that runs February 28th through May the 17th. As my count here, it looks like 13 pieces will be on display, including some of your oil works of the 18th at Harbortown, the 18th at Pebble, the 16th at Marion, the 17th at Bethpage Black. I mean, you've been to the holes that have been a part of the fabric of golf history. Is there one that stands out? But do you have a favorite or a couple of favorites that maybe, you know, people think, okay, yeah, 18 at Pebble, we all know about. But is there a hole for a different reason that you just say this was one that for whatever reason was just special to you?
Oh, I have a lot of them. It's really hard to pick, but there are certain ones that kind of haunt you, and like Royal Dornick and even Shinnecock and St. Andrews, of course. I love St. Andrews. In fact, there will be a painting of the Slocum. My Slocum Bridge painting will be in this exhibit. I'm borrowing it from the owner, and it's really going to be a nice show. It's the first time I've had that many oil paintings on display, and then there'll be a lot of watercolors and drawings. All the artwork that I've done for the prints, you know, the border of the print usually has a remark drawing on it. So a lot of that, which nobody's ever seen these before other than on prints, you know, they'll be at the show, and it's really exciting to have that many pieces on display, especially in Augusta, you know, during the Masters. That's just great, I think.
Yeah, an opportunity for folks who are maybe down there to see a little bit more about golf while they're in town for the greatest tournament of the year, no doubt.
Right, right, yeah. And the opening will be on April 2nd, actually, or, you know, the reception opening, anyway.
Okay.
So.
Great. Folks can learn more about that. And then I wanted to ask you about the lighting of your work. You mentioned going back a couple of times to see a golf course or a golf hole under different light.
Yeah.
When you come down to painting, a hole, and maybe this has more to do with the contrast between what we view as beauty of a golf hole in America versus the home of golf, across the ocean there in Scotland. Do you find that those golf holes show better when it's a little bit more, I guess I would say, overcast and the elements are there as opposed to sunshine? Or how have you sort of found the various characteristics, the soul of each golf course?
Well, the skies are a real important element in my paintings, and of course, over in Scotland and Ireland, the skies are much more turbulent than they are over here mostly. But I'm always looking for that drama in the sky as well. I had a pretty dramatic sky in the Merrion painting, but in Scotland, the light, I like to go later in the year when the light is different. I don't, it's just magical over there. But I always take much more time when I go over there because it's so hard, because of all that changing weather, to really get the pictures you need. But much more work. I'm actually working on a St. Andrews painting right now of the road hole, which had a very dramatic dark sky in the background with the town lit up, and I'm real excited about how that one's turning out. I'm doing that one for this year's Open Championship.
Wow, wonderful. Are there any spots that you have not been to? I know you said that
Oh, yeah.
getting to try and see some new places. Are there some that are at the top of your wish list right now?
There's many more courses in Scotland that I've visited and photographed that I've just never had a chance to paint, like North Berwick and more at Royal Dornoch, and they're just so beautiful. And Irish courses I've photographed, and I haven't had a chance to paint. And of course, there's ones in this country like Cypress Point. I'd love to see the ones in Australia. There's just so many. I wish I could paint faster, but unfortunately, the process is months. I've been working on this St. Andrews painting since about, oh gosh, September, I guess.
Wow, unbelievable. And an opportunity for folks to see all of that hard work and much of it in one place. Linda, thanks so much for the time today. Those of us that will be lucky enough to be in Augusta for the Masters this year, we'll have to swing by and certainly see the work. And those that just want to familiarize themselves with some of the work that you've done, we'll make sure we direct them online. But it was a pleasure chatting with you,
Thank you.
and what an incredible journey to see some of the world's greatest golf holes, and to be able to sort of tell their story in art is truly an amazing experience.
There is one feature on the website that's sort of interesting. It's called Work in Progress, and you can go to that feature and click on one of the images, and you can see it start to finish, how I work on it. It's just sort of interesting to see how they evolve. And the one I'm
Very
working on
cool.
right now will be posted soon when it's completed, so you can see it from start to finish.
Awesome. We will do that. I will do that. I'll be shopping before you know it, Linda. That's what we're going to be doing about this, because some of these works are fantastic. Thanks so much for the time. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.